Simon & Schuster Audio presents Let Me Call You Sweetheart by Mary Higgins Clark, read by C.J. Critt.
As often as humanly possible, he tried to put Suzanne out of his mind. Sometimes he achieved peace for a few hours, or even managed to sleep through the night. It was the only way he could function, go about the daily business of living. Did he still love her, or only hate her? He could never be sure. She had been so beautiful, with those luminous, mocking eyes, that cloud of dark hair, those lips that could smile so invitingly or pout so easily, like a child being refused a sweet. In his mind, she was always there, as she had looked in that last moment of her life, taunting him, then turning her back on him. And now, nearly 11 years later, Carrie McGrath would not let Suzanne rest. Questions, and more questions. It could not be tolerated. She had to be stopped. Let the dead bury the dead. That's the old saying, he thought. And it's still true. She would be stopped, no matter what.
Wednesday, October 11th.
Chapter 1.
Carrie smoothed down the skirt of her dark green suit, straightened the narrow gold chain on her neck, and ran her fingers through her collar-length dusky blonde hair. Her entire afternoon had been a mad rush, leaving the courthouse at